Okay, so I'm here at the National Centre for Earth Observation Annual Science Conference, and I'm joined by Richard Allen from the University of Reading. Richard, I believe you're interested in the changing water cycle. Could you tell me a little bit about that, please?
Yes, I mean, one of the most important projections that the simulations of our future climate are the fact that, aside from the planet warming up, it's going to have very big consequences for how rainfall and how the intensity of that rainfall is spread across the globe in the future. And probably that's going to cause severe potential problems for societies to deal with those changes.
Are you talking about a water shortage or...?
Well, yes. I mean, there's a variety of issues relating to the water cycle. So one of them, you're absolutely right, water shortages, so drought, how will drought respond to a warming planet? But also there's the intensity of rainfall is extremely important. So as we've seen recently at the floods in Pakistan, that if you have a period of intense rainfall, in particular if it's falling on saturated ground, then you can have some serious issues for major flooding, or even just extreme precipitation that causes flash flooding locally, as we've seen in the UK over the last few years.
And can satellite observations help us with understanding the water cycle?
Well, I think satellite observations are crucial in some senses, because although we have the simulations of the future changes in climate, and they give us some responses that we're quite confident are likely to occur, we need to be able to verify the physics that's going on in these processes. And the only way you can do that is to relate these simulations back to the observed changes. So, for example, the present-day changes in water vapour and rainfall and its intensity, it's vital to be able to show that some of the responses in the simulations are realistic by comparing with the satellite data.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much.